there's nothing I love more than a hot mug of tea. Want some?
No, thanks. I'm a cocoa drinker myself. There's something about chocolate made into a hot drink I just can't get enough.
That puts you in good company.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Archaeological evidence suggests that even in ancient societies long, long ago, people were already drinking cocoa.
How long ago?
Would you believe the 5th century?
Yowza.
Or how about 1,000 years before that?
No way.
Way. For many years, the oldest known cocoa pot was the one found in a Mayan tomb in Guatemala. It dated from the 5th century, and archaeologists were able to find trace residues of chocolate inside. A discovery in Belize has unearthed a cocoa pot dated at somewhere between 600 BC and 250 AD. This same shape of pot has been found as far back as 900 BC. So it's possible that even back then people were drinking cocoa.
Why would a cocoa pot be left in a tomb?
Chocolate is just candy to us, but there was a time when it was thought to be a food fit for kings. 1,000 or 2,000 years ago, having a cup of cocoa may even have been seen as a sacred event.
I was born 1,000 years too late.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.